single mom, divorced, had a couple of kids. And now that these kids were growing up and moving out of the house, she decided she was going to start dating again.
You go, girl. You go out there and you get that man.
She ended up going out on a couple of dates with a dude. He wanted to do this, that, or the other, and she didn't want to do it. And so she pitched a fit and dumped his ass. Posts on Facebook.
I do what I want.
God damn, you are entitled and you are fucking insufferable. Where do you come off with this entitlement? Blows me away about this woman because most of the shit she posted was her entitlement. It was her bitchiness. It was her crabbiness. It was her lack of manners. All she ever did was kind of bitched about guys, kind of talked about how fucking great she thought she was. And with her doing
I do what I want.
You're gonna be fucking single for the rest of your life, lady. It's bad when you're sitting there, you don't even really know the person, and you kind of want to punch them in the face and just tell them, you know what?
Shut the fuck up.
That if she's lipping off and being sarcastic and being an asshole on Facebook, what is she like in real life? I would love to sit down with the guys she went out with and talk to them and say, hey guys, is she as big an asshole in real life as she was on or is on Facebook? Inquiring minds want to know. What a twat. Manners. Not just the millennials and maybe Gen Z are guilty of, even my generation, the Gen Xers are guilty of it. People don't have any fucking manners anymore. They don't know how to interact with each other. They don't know how to say please and thank you and be polite. People don't have any fucking manners anymore. It's one thing, you know, to be honest and to be direct. It's another when you're kind of an entitled asshole or a little entitled mafia princess type of thing. You think the world fucking owes you something. Feminism says a woman don't need no man. And a man ain't worth a fuck. A lot of guys today, unfortunately, aren't really worth a fuck. At the same time, if women want to get decent men, and we're not just talking quality men here, we're talking decent men. You gotta have some fucking manners. Be polite. Be kind. Don't act like the world fucking owes you something because you're a woman, because honestly, it doesn't. Stop thinking that the simple things that you do, like, I don't know, giving birth to a kid is some major accomplishment. You're not special for doing it. If you're an average woman that's got an average healthy body, you can give birth to a child, so that's not special, so stop acting like it is. If people had a little more manners, if they just treated each other a little bit better than they do. The problem, I think, is a lot of people, they feel entitled. I deserve this. I deserve to be treated well. You don't deserve anything. The fucking world doesn't owe you nothing. You gotta earn it. You can show them some courtesy and some politeness. I think we, as a whole, would do a lot better if we were just a little more polite, a little more kind, a little less entitled, a little less asshole-ish. Maybe you need to shut the fuck up and just enjoy your life. The Manipulated Man. It's by Esther Vilar. Not sure. It was written by a woman, and she is bashing and going out against her own gender. This was back over 40 years ago. A man is a human being who works while a woman chooses to let a man provide for her and her children in return for carefully dispensed praise and sex. There's a chapter called A Woman's Horizon. Whatever men set about to impress women with counts for nothing in the world of women. Only another woman is of importance in her world. Of course, a woman will always be pleased if a man turns to look at her. And if he is well-dressed or drives in an expensive sports car, so much the better. Her pleasure may be compared to that of a shareholder who finds his stocks have risen. It will be a matter of complete indifference to a woman if he is attractive or looks intelligent. A shareholder is hardly likely to notice the color of his dividend checks. But if another woman should turn to look, a rare occurrence, for her own judgment is infinitely more remorseless than that of a man, her day is made. She has achieved the impossible, the recognition, admiration, and love of other women. Yes, only women exist in a woman's world. The women she meets at church, at parent-teacher meetings, or in the supermarket. The women with whom she chats over the garden fence. The women at parties or window shopping in the more fashionable streets. Those she apparently never seems to notice, these women are the measure of her success or failure. Women's standards correspond to those in other women's heads, not to those in the heads of men. It is their judgment that really counts, not that of men. A simple word of praise from another woman, and all those clumsy, inadequate male compliments fall by the wayside, for they are just praises out of the mouths of amateurs. Men really have no idea in what kind of a world women live in. Their hymns of praise miss all the vital points. Of course, women want to please men as well. Don't let us forget, after all, that he provides the material means. But that is much more easily done. Men have been conditioned to react to a certain degree of differentiation. They expect women to conform to certain types of sex symbols created by makeup and other standard trappings. Long hair, painted lips, tight-fitting sweaters, miniskirts, sheer stockings, high heels, all done in a moment. It is those living works of art which are beyond man's comprehension. Those creatures walking the fashionable streets of Paris, Rome, and New York. The skill of eyeliner and shadow expertly applied. The choice of lipstick and its application, with or without lip brush, in several layers or only in one. The compromise to be achieved between the pros and the cons of false eyelashes. The matching of a dress, a stall, or a coat with the lighting. All this is an art requiring expert knowledge of which man has no conception. A man lacks any kind of appreciation for this. He has not learned to interpret the extent of female masquerades, and he cannot possibly evaluate those walking works of art. To achieve perfection in such skill needs time, money, and an infinitely limited mind. All these requirements are met by women. In fact, when a woman dresses, she considers a man to a slight extent, the extent necessary to hold him and to encourage him to provide, in the widest sense, for her. Every other investment is aimed at other women. Man has importance only as the provider. Check it out, guys. Thanks again for joining me, and I'll see you next time.